long and healthy life.
This version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Right from the get-go, let me tell you, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, I've got a new number. How exciting is that? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. If it's easier to look at the numbers, it's 855-266-5283. Big news from the Republicans. Rick Santorum decides that he's going to suspend his campaign. Santorum will be back. Trust me, 2016 will loom large for him. He found a lot of friends on the campaign trail. He surprised some people when he really tore it up in Iowa at the beginning of this thing in the primaries, starting out in January. Remember, initially, Mitt Romney won it by a couple of votes. Then it was Rick Santorum's. And he drove all over the place and talked to a lot of people. He won 11 states total, and he had a pocket full of delegates, but he didn't have enough momentum in the end. Plus, he has, to his credit, he's a sweet dad who cares about his little baby girl, 3-year-old Bella, who's got a genetic disease. So Bella, in and out of hospitals, the Santorums were constantly shuttling back to Pennsylvania, especially lately. And, of course, knowing that the Pennsylvania primary, in scoping it out on the 24th of April, it wasn't looking great for Santorum because it looked like Romney was going to win it. He was very much in danger of losing a state where he was, where he's from, where he's the senator, was the senator for 12 years. So he decided that it's over, and he says we're not done fighting, that he's going to continue to fight for Americans who stood up and helped him accomplish things that no political expert would have expected. And that's true. Rick Santorum, while some people thought that he had a little bit of a following in the beginning of the campaign, I don't think people really suspected that Rick Santorum in the end would be one of the last guys standing. And certainly he was. He says he's going to continue to raise money for politics and his activities because he launched what you always do, a political action committee. And he sent out a fundraising appeal. That's what you do once you step aside and you ask donors to help reduce the campaign debt. So shortly after he stepped aside, Mitt Romney issued a statement saying that Santorum was an able and worthy competitor, and he congratulated him on his campaign, the campaign that he ran. Now it's up to Romney to carry the torch for the Republicans, the other side, because certainly we know with the Democrats, there is no challenger. It's the incumbent, Barack Obama. Now it's all about the general election. Game on, as they say at this point, because it is only a matter of coronating Mitt Romney. And the question becomes, Mitt Romney's getting some backers, getting a lot of push from the Republicans, and he's going to need that because there are many divisions in the Republican Party. That's just the way it is. It's an interesting party, just like the Democrats, where you have in the Democratic Party the left of left of left, and then some Democrats who are more to the center. And with the Republicans, the center and the moderates, not so much the problem, but what happens with conservatives or Tea Party people who feel disillusioned? And what about a lot of evangelicals who feel like they're disillusioned, too, because they were hoping it was going to be Newt Gingrich or Rick Santorum? Will they throw their weight to back Mitt Romney? And this is an important election if you think of what's been happening in the country and the fact that people feel so, I think people feel really not represented, feel really as though there's a massive discord between all of us in our nooks and crannies across this great country and the people who represent us. It's very easy to forget that it is about we the people, because you're just trying to keep afloat, you're doing what you do, but it is our tax money. We are the government. And we have a big stake in what's going to happen. Healthcare looms large. What is the Supreme Court going to rule by the end of June? Does it stay as is? And then there's an individual health mandate in 2014 as more of this law gets rolled out. Or is the individual mandate thrown out along with other pieces of this healthcare law, so-called Obamacare or affordable healthcare law, whatever you want to call it. But that is a key component of what people looking into the future are concerned about, and rightfully so, every single one of us, including myself. I have a family. What happens when you have a family? What happens to all of your satellite family? You know, your mother who's aging, your in-laws who are aging, or even if you're in the younger years of your life, thinking about where you're headed and wanting to have a family, and healthcare costs are spiraling out of control. We all know this. Why state lines weren't erased before and there wasn't competition for our business, I don't know, because I think that I really truly believe that would have worked. It certainly would have helped the burden. Instead, people are saddled with outrageous, in some cases, unaffordable rates that keep going up. And the concern is, what's going to happen if you get your health care through your business, through the people that you're working for, and they decide they just can't do it anymore? They can't afford it, so you're going to have to go out into the sea of the unknown. Lots and lots of questions about that, and not very many answers at this point, because we still have to wait on what the Supreme Court decides. That's why this presidential election is so big. How do you feel about the direction of this country? Where do you think we're headed? Is Mitt Romney the right guy to point the ship in a different lane, to push us into a different port? Or the Republican Party in general, it's where we're headed with healthcare. It's where we're headed with taxation. It's where we're headed with a crippling deficit. Why spending just continues to go on in D.C.? And the thought is, it's like we're playing for the future, only it's like we have credit cards that we've maxed out. That's what it is. It'd be like if you go crazy on credit cards. Everyone knows if you have decent credit, you get all these credit card applications and you get them in the mail, and all you have to do is make the phone call, hook them up, and before you know it, your money troubles are over for a month or two, or for a year, or for however long, depending on what you're juggling. And that's what it is. Our country, our representatives are juggling us. They're juggling our future. And it's so, so scary. So Rick Santorum, hats off to Rick for doing what he did, an exhaustive campaign, and he'll be back in 2016. Definitely, definitely, definitely. There were a lot of people that liked what Santorum had to say, and certainly liked his family values. And his family went with him on a lot of the trips across the country. And they definitely got a taste of Americana, there's no question about it. Coming up on the flip side, what's going on with the Trayvon Martin case? His lawyers bail. Why do they bail? We'll tell you. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter, new instant white rice as low as $8.49, and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99, and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream. You do something to me
tonight. You can kick in your two at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A big shout out to one of our affiliates in Traverse City, WKMT 1270 AM. Traverse City, beautiful place in Michigan. In fact, Matt Johnson, our Cracker Jack maestro of all the sound of America tonight, was just remarking about how big Lake Michigan was and the fact that Traverse City is right there on the lake. Here's a great trivia question. How many cities sit on Lake Michigan? Matt, do you have the answer to that? Maybe somebody out there does.
No idea.
I'm just curious. I wonder.
The folks at 1270 WMKT, though, probably do.
At WMKT?
Yep.
I said that right, didn't I? With my dyslexia, you never know.
I know. That's why I'm here for you.
To correct my numerical mistakes and when I butcher call letters or numbers. I used to work at the Fan in New York City. And because I had just come from another radio station, and this happens to a lot of people in the business, I was in the K's. I was at a place called KRLD, and one night after so many shows, I don't know what happened. I just said, give us a call at KRLD, and somebody called, and it was funny. It became a funny bit. They said, K's, you're in the East Coast. There's very few K's on the East Coast. There's a few, but very few stations that start with a K. So anyway, if you can answer the question of how many cities that there are on Lake Michigan, that sit on Lake Michigan, and you're the first person in to do it at americatonight.net. I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. And if you look in the acknowledgments, you'll note that Matt's name is in there. What a lucky guy. So
my first step to famousness.
Exactly. Acknowledgments. I've never been in the acknowledgments of any book, let me tell you. All right, speaking of acknowledgments, Rick Santorum now pretty much has cut the path for Mitt Romney. We already mentioned that, and suspending his campaign. He didn't say very much about Mitt Romney. He didn't really acknowledge him whatsoever. But Romney did the right thing. He acknowledged him, as he should have, just saying, you know, hey, you ran a great campaign. Remember, there was a lot of back and forth, nasty, negative campaigning between the two, so that probably plays a little bit into it. I think Santorum will probably go out there and help Romney. It makes sense. That's what you do when you're part of either party. That's what you do. You help the other guy once they're in the seat. All right, speaking of help, the lawyers for George Zimmerman say that they cannot help him any longer, and they're not even sure where he is at this point. So I don't know if they did him any favors. They say that they've been trying to contact him, and they haven't had any luck, that he's not answering them back. His two attorneys, Craig Sonner and Hal Uhrig, held a news conference on Tuesday, and they said they're worried about their client suffering under the weight and the whole isolation of this case. It goes back to the shooting of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, which has led to a massive public debate on all kinds of things, including the self-defense laws in Florida, Stand Your Ground law, and race, whether there was race was a factor in this. And that's partly because Zimmerman's father's white, his mother's Hispanic, and Trayvon Martin was black. So he maintains that he shot Martin in self-defense back in February when he was attacked by Martin after he followed him in a Florida gated community. The cops didn't charge him with anything. There is a phone call where Zimmerman called the 911 dispatcher, said that Martin looked suspicious, and the dispatcher said don't follow him, but he followed him anyway. So what will the special prosecutor do? And can they find George Zimmerman? So the special prosecutor, Angela Corey, released a statement saying that she's going to make an announcement about the case. This is shocking because this seemed like this was going to go on for a while. She's going to make an announcement about the case within 72 hours. So she's really putting the pedal to the metal to either say that there wasn't anything there wasn't enough evidence or something, or to pursue this, which it could be anything from first-degree murder to manslaughter, or maybe to some other charge. Probably manslaughter would be the least that he would be charged with, if, in fact, he even gets charged. So the lawyers said that they had talked to Zimmerman every day for the last couple of months, but they hadn't heard from him in the last couple of days, and they didn't know what he was doing and who he was talking to or what was happening there. And they said that he is not doing well, and he's probably suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. They say he can't get into a car and drive down to some office center, go in, or any of that kind of stuff, because they say there's a bounty on his head, which, whether it's real or not, he believes that it's out there. So they say the final straw came when they heard that he contacted the special prosecutor's office and said he wanted to meet, and that he also spoke with Sean Hannity to try to give his side of the shooting. So the lawyers are saying that, you know, this is pretty much it. They're not going to do anything else. And in the meantime, we'll see what happens in the next 72 hours, what she ultimately decides. Does this go anywhere? Is this pushed forward and it ends up in a courtroom, or is that it? And George Zimmerman is found not to have enough evidence in the state of Florida to pursue this any further. And where does he go from there? And, geez, what happens to ultimately the debate? I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. I think this plays out at least through the end of April, to be sure, and we'll see after that. But it's really ignited a lot of controversy over everything from kids wearing hoodies to the gun laws in Florida to pursuing somebody when you think they're suspicious to neighborhood watch programs. And there's so many neighborhood watch programs across the nation. And I'll say in my neighborhood, we have a great neighborhood watch program. And in fact, the people have helped other people because they've seen certain things that have led to preventing two break-ins that I know of. And that's why they were started, to be that extra eyes and ears on seeing something that was unusual. So let's hope that people don't decide in some areas to just completely scrap it because of something unrelated that's happened outside of Orlando. But first things first, they got to find them, and then we'll see what she says after 72 hours. It really could be that ultimately he's not charged with anything, ultimately, but we'll see. All right, moving forward, big day for Barack Obama. Where was the president when this was going on with Rick Santorum? He was in Florida raising money and talking about the Buffett rule, and the Buffett rule has to go goes back to taxing the rich to pay for what's not happening on the tax rolls, saying they have to pay their fair share, and then ultimately, who are the rich and what does that number mean? Because the Senate is going to take this up now, the whole Buffett thing. And does this go anywhere? Remember, you have a couple extra added Democrats in the Senate, so the numbers are there. But what happens, and we've seen this with the back and forth of the Republicans and the Democrats, is often it gets stuck somewhere in the pipeline because first it goes to committee and then it's voted on and then it goes to the other side, meaning Congress and the Senate. And that's where a lot of times all this just stops. And I say this doesn't really go forward anywhere. It ultimately will just be stopped in its tracks. I don't think there's going to be any kind of a push to see the Buffett rule enacted because it's too divisive and there's too much of a tug of war over the 1% and the rest and who's not paying and what happens to investments and what's going to happen to small businesses. The usual fare that we're talking about here on ATN. Coming up on the flip side, a different point of view on Trayvon Martin and our perceptions.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's TruCool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The biggest blunders so far this week. You can throw in your 2 cents on what's happening with George Zimmerman, and I'm going to give you a different point of view here in a second. And also, now that Santorum is out of the race and it's Romney, is this a good thing that the way is cleared, whether or not he initially was the guy that you really hoped would win the nomination? Or maybe you think Obama's the guy. 855, although I'm doubting that very many of you besides Rick in Illinois are going to call and say that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Bill in Nevada. Hey, how are you, Bill?
Hello. Yeah, I like
Hello.
Your number.
Thanks.
I personally, I'm conservative. I will not be able to vote for Romney. I also don't want to see Obama win. There is a way. It's a little bit far-fetched. It revolves around Ron Paul running as independent in a three-way race, three political parties at once. He would only need 38% of the vote to win the election. So there's an option out there. It does rely on Mr. Paul doing that. But it would allow us to not have an Obama president. We would have perhaps Ron Paul.
Do you think he'll do that, Bill? That's been suggested to him before, and he said, "Nah, I'm running on the Republican ticket as the congressman from Texas." But do you think that he could be convinced that, you know what, for the good of the country, why don't you jump in on this independent side? Hey, other people have done it. We saw Joe Lieberman, although Joe Lieberman, I think, just was getting out of the way of himself because of what was happening in Connecticut. But do you think he would do that, embrace that idea?
I do not know. I'm just putting it out there as, you know, there is a way where we don't have to have Romney win to have Obama lose. Personally, I would vote for Ron Paul if he did run, but I don't know what his inclinations are on that.
But you can't go with Romney because of what you've seen along the trail?
Well, pretty much the flip-flop issue, the non-genuineness, and also really not seeing too much difference between either party. I mean, it would be good to have a Republican in, perhaps, but yeah, I want to see something different than pretty much two different very slight slants on the same way of putting policy thrown on that. I see the government getting way too big, and we need someone that's not, you know, of the major parties to probably come in there and make the changes go through.
Bill, I agree that the government is getting too big, and that's the problem. Good caller. Call us again. I say this a lot. In fact, when I first started to do the show, what I would say is, you know, it's going to come to the point where we're going to have that third party because there's too much divisiveness. And why are we constantly seeing this over and over and over and over again? The gridlock, the logjam, whatever you want to label it, that what if there were another way? I don't think Ron Paul does that. And I think that a lot of people like what Ron Paul is saying. One of the things, as Bill knows, is that he's about not so much of a bloat in government. And I agree that you have to get rid of the sick spending because we're stuck. We're like someone out of control that needs to go on a credit diet, and we're giving everything to the Chinese. In other words, so much of our debt that they hold in their hands. How do we continue to go down that path? You know, I think it's more than treacherous. At this point, I'm wondering how deep in the hole will we get to the point where we're saying $20 trillion. If we do, boy, oh boy, that is a high water mark I thought I would never, ever see in my lifetime. If we went $20 trillion in the hole, it would be nasty, nasty sledding out there, let me tell you, friends. All right, I said I was going to tell you about a different twist on the George Zimmerman stuff. He's depressed and he has had to kind of hide out because of everything that's happened as a result of what happened at the end of February. And will he be charged or not? I already explained that. We don't know. We'll see what happens in the next 70-some hours. But a teacher fired from middle school in Michigan was encouraging students to raise money for the family of Trayvon Martin. She said she's confused by the dismissal and wants to understand why she was fired. She was let go after she supported what they were doing to wear a hoodie to school day. Remember, Trayvon Martin was wearing a hoodie when he was shot by Zimmerman. There are also a number of groups that are starting to come out and say that they're backing, or maybe individuals that are calling themselves groups, that say they're backing George Zimmerman, and Zimmerman put up a website so he could respond and not really go in any detail at all to what happened that night, but just say that what's going on in his life, his family and friends are backing him, and that he can't go to work and he's unemployed and all this other sort of stuff, can't go to school, and that he would accept donations. So now more people are also giving him a little bit of money. How much, I don't know, because that's not posted and he's not making that public to my knowledge. But what happens now? You see this on both sides of this. What happens when this special prosecutor comes out and says there's nothing, there's just not enough to go forward with this, or comes out and says that we're going to pursue a charge of manslaughter, or who knows? And I don't think there's any clear way to read this, because the police didn't charge him with anything. Then there's all of this stuff in between, some of it exaggerated, some of it a little bit accurate, no witnesses stepping forward. And with the law the way it is in Florida, I don't see this going through the court system. I don't think that's going to happen here, but definitely in the court of public opinion. So if the justice system says no, can he resume his life and do what he was doing before? The answer to that is I would say no. I would say that he would have to go someplace else because of, especially in Orlando and in the areas surrounding it and in parts of Florida, I don't see that he would be able to resume that. I think he would have to go someplace else, much like other people have had to do when they're in the middle of a firestorm, because he's in the middle of a serious, serious firestorm, and it goes either one way or the other. Either he's fighting to defend himself and hiring new attorneys since his attorneys ditched him, or he's fighting for a different kind of life, maybe someplace else, because it's just too precarious for him to stay in the position in his hometown where he is right now. All right, I said a couple of blunders this week. I thought it'd be interesting to throw these in. You know, there's always nutty things happening. Of course, we all know that. Maybe you'll get a grin out of this, because it's been a heavy, heavy show. We're always talking about how it's getting stirred up across the country. Well, one of the things that I came across today, and I'm sure it was reported out all over the place, was this crazy bride who is now in New York, who's being charged after she was pretending that she had cancer because she was hoping that she would get some money. She would score some money so she could have a huge wedding and have a giant honeymoon. How do you do that? She's been indicted. 25-year-old Jessica Vega. And she's been indicted on charges of grand larceny and a scheme to defraud. She accepted thousands of dollars in services and goods back in 2010 that after she said she was dying of leukemia. There was a story that ran on her wedding wish to be married to the father of her daughter before she died, and all these people came together to help her. She went to Aruba on a honeymoon, and then 4 months later, it came out that she was faking her illness. And check this out. She married Michael O'Connell. He was the one that leaked the news to the newspaper that his wife was making it up. Oh, so the New York Attorney General said she took advantage of the community's hearts and minds so that they were going to make her accountable for fleecing the public for doing what she did. Now, what's interesting is O'Connell said that she's a good mom, and that's what counts at the end of the day. But let me just spring this story on you and have my wife be charged and possibly go to prison. Boy, that is just bad. That's bad in so many ways. Bad karma, nasty for people who have good hearts to be out there donating money to somebody who's not sick at all. Ugh. All right, here's the other thing, and this could be a blunder for some of you. Tax day is coming up. It's less than a week from now, April 17th, and there was a study that came out that showed that more people get in car accidents, deadly car accidents, on tax day than any other day. You have to be kidding. They compiled 30 years of information and found that almost 6,700 traffic-related deaths on tax day, or 226 a day, would compare with 213 per day on one day a week before the deadline. Do you think there's really any correlation to that? The traffic death rate on tax day, 6% higher than on any other April days. That's a lot. How much does it amount to losses by the time with injury, life, property, damage costs, all that stuff? They say about $40 million. This was research, by the way, from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Oh, my, oh, my. My, oh, my. Be safe, friends.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Very thrilled to introduce our next guest. He's a physicist, Dr. Ted Pavlopoulos. I knew I could say that correctly. I have a lot of Greek friends. And actually, the doctor was born in Greece. He was educated in Germany. He worked as a Navy physicist for 37 years, and he's been a member of the New York Academy of Sciences. And he is the author of a brand new book, A Matter of Life and Death, The American Bureaucracy. And this is clearly in our wheelhouse. This is what we talk about constantly on this show. Is it not the overwhelming theme? That's why we mix in the daily salutes, so we have some positive things to talk about. But, you know, he talks about, is America facing an energy catastrophe? Doc, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Why do you think, and I just talked about this when I first came on the air, I said that I paid $4 for a gallon of regular. That's what I paid when I pulled up, and it was over, I think it was $50. So why are Americans so shocked about high gasoline prices? Because I think it's like a sacred cow. There's a certain line that you just can't cross. Do you think that people are feeling that they can't handle how much it is, and they want to wring someone's neck? They want to know who's responsible?
Well, you read in the newspapers that oil speculators are responsible. Then you also read that the declining value of our dollar make gasoline prices higher. And then it's also discussed that the oil companies, they're getting too many tax breaks, and somehow we have to pay for it. But these reasons, to some extent, are direct, but they are not the main reason. And the main reason is that for many years, the United States has wasted large sums of tax money subsidizing inferior energy policies, which are pushed by our environmentalists.
So now, you know, there's people that are listening to this, doctor, that are saying, oh, you got to be kidding. It's about the speculators. It's about what happened in the previous administration. But you're saying clearly it's about the environmentalists. And this is because, are you saying what I say is because of not lifting moratoriums, not building more refineries, not coming up with alternatives, even though there were things that were drawn up?
Yeah. The problem is that they say that we must prevent global warming, which is caused by carbon dioxide. And carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas. So in order to protect our planet from great catastrophes, from global warming, we must cut down carbon dioxide concentration in the air. And they propose to us that we must use biofuels, wind power, and solar power. And the problem is, and the question is, where are the biofuels? If they are make us independent from foreign oil imports, where are they?
Yeah, so that is the question. Where are the biofuels?
Yes. And the help we are getting from the biofuels is very questionable. Here in California, buying gasoline, they contain about 10% ethanol biofuel. And ethanol is not a good replacement for gasoline. It is also polluting. It also emits carbon dioxide. And to produce huge amounts of ethanol, you need huge areas of farmland. So to generate bioethanol, you have to plant corn. You have to water it. You have to use fertilizer. You have to harvest it. You have to ferment it. And to ferment it, you have to heat this biomass to get out the ethanol. And all this costs energy. And when you put all the energy together, some scientists are still fighting if you gain or lose energy. So ethanol is a very poor replacement. So what else do you have then to prevent these high gasoline prices? And the world population is growing, especially China and India, and there are more people who are getting into the middle class, many of them getting in there because they work for America, producing products they are selling here cheaply, and they want cars. So there's a huge competition for gasoline.
You sent me a note and you talked about coal liquefaction. Talk about that a little bit, doctor, and what that means.
Well, coal liquefaction is an old method to generate gasoline and diesel and it was invented in the 1920s by two German chemists. And then Germany had no oil, so they used coal liquefaction, which uses coal and hydrogen, to generate their gasoline and their diesel. And they used it during World War II. And unfortunately for the Germans, it was very well known where these coal liquefaction plants were located, so the Allies bombed them. So the Germans, really, the Nazi Germany collapsed very quickly. And then in the, you heard about the oil crisis we had 1973 and 74.
Sure.
And at that time, the gasoline prices jumped from 25 cents to $1. And really, it came to a great shock for America. And at that time, plans were made to become energy independent. And at that time, we imported 30% of our oil from abroad, and now we import 60%. And this was 38 years ago. Now, the big question is, why haven't we learned anything, or why didn't we have prepared ourselves to be energy independent? Things have gone from bad to worse, and Americans are greatly confused what's happening. And another thing I have to add, the only one who had the right idea, surprisingly, was our former president, Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter had set up an official drops coal liquefaction plant in America. And this was an excellent idea, and it was worked quite well. And then President Reagan took over, and he got a call from a Saudi prince who made fun of the coal liquefaction plant. He said this was stupid because any time the Saudis could sell their oil cheaper to the Americans, then they were producing it with a coal liquefaction plant. So Reagan had to just shut it down. And it was really probably the biggest mistake he ever did. If he could produce our own oil on American soil. And you can get it, can do this rather easily. We have lots of coal, and now you can do it easily using natural gas.
Yeah, and I so think that is the way to go. Dr. Pavliopoulos, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Interesting stuff. Coal liquefaction, if only, he's right, if only we had done it back then in the 70s, like I keep saying about all the other sources of energy, if they were mined, do you love that word, correctly, and pumped out there, then you could have all of that coexist. But, of course, we don't have that. He's the author of the book, A Matter of Life and Death, The American Bureaucracy. Again, thanks so much, Doc. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to look at some odds and ends on the day.